is about time for Stevie here. So we get to wrap up today's program by checking back in with a guest we had on a little earlier this year, Tiffany Malone over at Alvarado Real Estate Group, but also Own It Building Black Wealth, who has been active and busy on both those fronts. Tiffany, thanks for taking time to tell us and give us some updates today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So I think the last time I was on was approximately, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. We were piloting Own It Building Black Wealth as partner with One City Schools. And we were basically just getting started, although it's been in the mix for about 2 years now. But anyhow, just to give a little background on it, it's a down payment assistance or gifted funds in the private sector for One City parents and staff. So we give them a $15,000 grant once they go through an education portion and a home ownership portion of, you know, educating them on homes, as well as the historical context behind how we got through this real estate hurdle with Black and brown people owning less than the average white person. So the last time I was on, I don't think we had anybody that completed the program as of yet, but now we have five people that have closed on homes this year. So we had the fifth person this week. We are super excited. We have two other participants that are actively searching for homes. And then we have started our second course for our participants as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit and just give people a little bit more of an idea of what this program is. And well, let's start with the issue, Tiffany. Let's examine that a little bit more because maybe not everybody's aware of it. There's a big gap. Generational wealth is oftentimes built up through real estate, right? And so this is a really important step to be able to get more people to be homeowners.
Correct. So we, in Dane County or Madison, there is about 60% more homeowners than the average Black or brown family. That's problematic. And the reason it's like that is because the systems that were put in place for Black and brown people to not be able to own homes. So like there's redlining, there's blockbusting. We couldn't get loans until the late 1900s. Like all of this stuff played a role into home ownership with Black and brown people. And that's why we're so far behind. So Sarah Alvarado and I created this pilot program called Own It Building Black Wealth, because we wanted to own the systems that have been put in place and that are broken, and we wanted to help fix that and lift up the average Black or brown family in regards to home ownership and owning, and educating them on how they can attain home ownership. So Own It Building Black Wealth is basically a private sector initiative designed and led by Madison area professionals, myself, a group of realtors, lenders, financial consultants, just average people that really care about changing the narrative. And also those that are in financial industries, because that plays a role as well. And we are acknowledging that we need to change these systems and be a part of the solution and not the problem. So through our collective mission is to empower, educate, and guide Black and brown families towards home ownership, wealth, and financial freedom.
I would call none of you average, by the way, just so you know, Tiffany. I think what you all are doing is amazing. You can find out a whole bunch more at the website. It's ownitbbw.com. One of the things I love there is education, right? Knowledge is power. A lot of times people are growing up in this society, or maybe their parents didn't own a home, right? So they don't know even the first step. So education, showing them what's available, what can be available with some assistance, is the first step. And I think that you guys are doing a fantastic job of that. Talk about how important the education piece is.
The education is super important because the average family learns about wealth like sitting at a kitchen table, or their aunts or uncles telling them, hey, you got to have good credit. When you're this age, you should buy a house. You should pay for this. You should get a credit card. But people like myself that didn't grow up with that, like I knew nothing about credit. My mom didn't own a home. I had a single family or a single mother that raised my sisters and I, and she didn't own a home. She worked an unskilled job her whole life. Nobody ever taught her about credit cards or anything like that. So if you don't know stuff, you're not going to do it. So our mission is to get participants in this class and say, hey, You need good credit. You need this credit score. You need this amount of money to buy a house, but we're going to help you with this $15,000 grant that's forgivable at closing. But we want to teach you these skills in order to get you to where you need to be. And I think that's important to advocate for all these individuals that are in this class, because you don't know what you don't know. So if we can say, hey, don't be ashamed. Your credit score is not this, but we're going to teach you how to get there. Or we're going to connect you with a lender to show you how to get there. And that's like advocating and just being one-on-one with participants, I think is super important. And we want to get that message out there and help and uplift these families and individuals so they can, you know, so Madison can look more like a melting pot, right?
I love that. I love the work. And a really important point you just put out there is sometimes you get, maybe you're not in the place you want to be credit wise, or you made some mistakes or whatever. And there's some guilt in that sometimes. Sometimes there's some embarrassment, whatever, even though you want to get to a new place. So you need a little help. And I love the resources that you are putting out there with Own It, Building Black Wealth. Again, the website, ownitbbw.com. Tiffany and so many others there working on that. Tiffany also work at Alvarado Real Estate. On the side. No, I'm just kidding. Right. That's your main gig, but you're just so synonymous. Now these two things came together. And I love that Sarah and the team at Alvarado was like right involved in this too. It just meshes up well and makes sense. And how does it feel to you to be working for a real estate company like that, that also is piloting something so impactful like this?
It makes me feel good. Not only for myself, but for my kids and people that I surround myself with, because this is an important aspect or part of my life, right? So I want people to look like me and be proud that they have a home, and to normalize Black home ownership, because that's not normalized, because most homeowners are white. But it makes me feel proud, and I feel like I'm a part of a family over at the Alvarado Group, because they really set their brokerage aside from the average broker, and they put their money where their mouth is, and they're very loud and outspoken about the changes that need to occur here in our own backyard. So I'm really proud about that, and I feel at home. So I'm blessed.
You can find out more about the Alvarado Group at thealvaradogroup.com, right on online. Tiffany, I want to go back to the first thing you mentioned today, which was five families, five new homeowners because of this initiative, Own It, Building Black Wealth, that you have all started. What kind of stories, what are the feelings from these five new homeowners that you guys all helped?
The feelings are that these are average working individuals that without this $15,000 grant, their home buying journey would have been put on hold, because, you know, some people have student loans, or some people, they just don't have the cash flow right now in this crazy market, right? So some of the stories that I hear, you know, it's like, it makes you tear up, because we have a family. It's like, I was denied twice, and I didn't think I'd be approved the third time. And I went through this program. I got the education that I needed. You connected me with all the resources that helped me be able to get approved for a home. And then now I have a home for me and my three kids, or me and my four kids. So that's like awesome. And so part of One City's mission is it's like family oriented. There's not one family that's left behind, right? So it really does feel like a family when these participants and one teacher have, like, they buy their houses, and it's like, we're still like uplifting you. We all show up at the closing. If you have a question in regards to a home warranty, like we're on the phone with you. We don't just abandon you once you buy your house. We walk with you through your whole journey. So these stories are amazing. These families are super happy. If you go on our website, you could tap in and read some more information, but it feels good. But there's like no other feeling like it. It's the best free work I've ever done in my life.
It's man, it sounds fantastic, and life-changing experiences that you're helping happen and make available to people. So hearing about that right now and understanding this all takes money too, so people can support, right? Tell them how they can support the effort.
So you can support by basically going to our website, ownitbbw.com, and basically given us some money. Like, we need money to sustain this organization. It's a pilot program, but these are all private funds. If the funds aren't private, the funds would be restrictive if they were federal, right? So we have to have these funds be private. And if you go to our website, you can go donate directly. We've had neighborhood associations get together in a group setting and donate. We've had families get together and donate. I've had a couple of my clients donate after I've sold their houses. So like it takes a community to make this change. And if you know anything from a social justice impact world, it takes a long time and it takes many people. So you can donate. If you want to volunteer, we are open to that as well. So shoot us an email. That's great. But we want to keep this going and normalize this program and have it be successful as it's been within the past year.
Amazing work right here in our community by Tiffany and the team at Alvarado Real Estate and so many other leaders. Own it, bbw.com. Tiffany, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend and Juneteenth as well, okay?
Thank you for having me.
That's the big show. Outside the Pizza Box, up next.